Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I've had something similar here. What they do is they talk on the output of the repeater, and D-Star, for some reason, does not like that. I don't know what it is, but so I'm on the repeater on D-Star. This was on the older repeater, and they're talking GMRS crap on the output of the repeater, thinking they're allowed to be there. But for some reason, D-Star likes to drop out periodically when they key up on analog. Have you ever heard of that? It's so annoying, huh? I'm so annoyed with the whole thing. And I asked them politely for them to move or go somewhere else or do something with themselves or even go up to the GMRS band because that's where they're supposed to be. But instead, they want to do it right there on 446-525 and totally interfering with D-Star. Just totally dropping out my carrier so the radio can't hear or receive. And it was really annoying, so I turned that into, I actually had to take my input audio and move it to the output audio so it can capture all the garbage that was going on. And it was just so annoying. And then I caught somebody muting the repeater. This was about a year ago on the 446-525. They were muting the repeater by using a different PL tone. And every time that I would key up and talk to somebody, they would cut me out completely. And I sit underneath this machine. But they were using quite a bit of power, and they would just drop me like a rock using a different PL tone. It just snips right out. You can see the carrier there, but it's a different PL tone.